Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey parents, you're listening to the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. On this week's episode, I've got some tips for decoding your child's behaviors to reveal what they need most from you in any given moment and how to meet those needs, even when it's hard. Your child came into existence with an instinct to seek closeness to a special person who will provide comfort, protection, and help with overwhelming emotional experiences. Your child also has an inborn drive to follow their curiosity and desires for learning and mastery. As children develop, they move between these two needs, seeking attachment or mastery, hundreds of times each day, usually without much warning. It takes a sensitively attuned caregiver to understand what a child needs. And even when you can guess what they need, it's not always easy to meet it. It can be slightly uncomfortable or even profoundly frightening to meet some of your child's needs, particularly if many of your own needs for autonomy and attachment went unmet in your childhood. The good news is that when you're able to understand what's really happening with your child, you can see what they need in the moment. And you can consciously choose to meet that need through your relationship with them. You can break generational patterns of parent-child disconnection and pass down connection instead. The creators of the Circle of Security parenting intervention designed a graphic to give parents a visual way of understanding the relational dance of a secure attachment. The parent is depicted as two hands at the narrow end of the left side of an oval, which is what they call the circle. The child begins here, where the parent acts as a secure base, and then moves away from the parent to explore the world at the far end of the oval. When the child experiences an internal or external sense of threat or danger, the child moves back toward the parent on the left side of the oval, moving along the metaphorical bottom of the circle towards the parent, who's now acting as a safe haven. Let's take a closer look. So first, there are going to be times when your child needs you to be what's called a secure base. When you've just filled your child's connection cup, they feel confident, calm, and safe. Their nervous system is at equilibrium, allowing their exploratory system to do its thing. Now they're on top of the circle, ready to venture away from you to explore their environment and go where their curiosity takes them. You may feel tempted to push your child to do things they don't have the ability to do yet. Focus on what your child accomplishes or achieves, or rush in to help them do it, quote-unquote, right. But instead, your job is to monitor their safety, to be interested and delighted in them and what they're doing, and to be available when and if they're communicating to you in some way that they need you. Sometimes you might stand back and take their perspective and talk about what you guess they're seeing, hearing, or feeling. Like, I see you frowning. It seems like you're really angry with me. Or, I'm wondering if all this jumping around means you're excited to see your grandma. Or, I see you're climbing really high. What's your plan for getting down? So, if your child could ask for what they needed when they needed you to be a secure base, they might say, watch over me and keep me safe, or delight in me by taking joy in me for who I am and what I'm doing, or enjoy with me as we do mutually fun things together, or help me, but just enough so that I can do it myself. As well as being a secure base, there are going to be times when your child needs you to be their safe haven. When your child is upset, injured, or out of control, feels unsafe, or is overwhelmed by emotions they don't understand, they often need to reconnect with you physically and emotionally to start feeling safe and calm again. Your child's now moving toward you on the bottom of the circle, and it needs to be okay with you that your child needs you. Your child's proverbial cup is empty, and they need a refill from you. They need you to figure out and offer what they need to help quiet their attachment system. Show that you welcome them coming to you by being emotionally available, accepting, and empathetic. If you can, get on their level. Have a kind facial expression, give warm eye contact, understanding, and validation. Help your child by acknowledging their feelings, labeling their feelings, and helping them make meaning of their feelings. Help them learn to tolerate their big emotions through modeling, as you tolerate their big emotions. So if your child could ask for what they needed when they need you to be a safe haven, they might say, "Protect me from harm and danger. Comfort me when I'm in distress. Delight in me even when I'm vulnerable or struggling." In addition to being a safe haven and secure base for your child, they also need you to take charge at times. Whether your child has a need for connection or exploration, they always need you to be bigger, stronger, wiser, and kind. Developing the wisdom to balance being bigger and stronger with being kind is no easy task for parents who experience their own parents as mean, weak, or distant instead. Still, your child has a fundamental need for you to be a benevolent leader, facilitator, and guide as they journey toward adulthood. To feel securely attached to you, your child needs to be able to count on you to take charge and set limits when it's necessary, hold them when they're scared, and co-regulate them when they're out of control. They'll sometimes push limits in an effort to seek reassurance that someone's in charge and will keep them safe. If you don't give them that reassurance, they'll push more limits and try even harder to meet that need. So if your child could ask for what they needed when they need you to be the metaphorical hands on the circle, they might say, "Always be bigger, stronger, wiser, and kind. When possible, follow my needs. When necessary, take charge." So sometimes your past experiences with disconnection interfere with meeting your child's needs. When a child's relational needs go unmet, they'll experience a feeling of utter aloneness and disconnection that their developing minds can't bear for more than a few moments. This experience of actual or perceived abandonment is so dysregulating, so threatening and distressing that the child develops defensive strategies to protect themselves against it. You may have learned in childhood that you needed to hide your need for comfort or need to explore from your parents because you sensed that that made them uncomfortable and drove them away. So you unconsciously hid your true need for comfort or mastery in an attempt to stay physically and emotionally close enough to your protective adult to feel safe. Expressing a false need instead meant you avoided the psychic pain that comes with the experience of abandonment and feeling unprotected. Now, as an adult, you may present yourself as self-contained and aloof, when in fact you're lonely and sad and longing for connection or comfort. There's an instinct you have to hide the sadness, because if you show it, you'll end up feeling worse. As a parent, you may find yourself not only avoiding your own sadness, but also shifting into a state of fight, flight, or freeze when your child expresses sadness or a real need you didn't feel safe expressing as a child. The creators of the Circle of Security map refer to this feeling that arises in you as shark music, the ominous music preceding the appearance of the bloodthirsty shark in the 1975 film Jaws. Your shark music triggers you to try to protect your child from that danger by passing on the same lesson: sadness isn't safe to express. Practice hearing and feeling your shark music, but inhibiting the urge to act on it. Instead, call up your compassion for yourself and for your child and give them what you know they need. So, obviously, your child's needs will go unmet some of the time. There'll be times that you recognize that you can't, won't, or didn't meet your child's needs. Sometimes you'll have to attend to another child, go to work, or take a shower, and sometimes your shark music just plain wins out. Whether consciously or unconsciously, it's inevitable that you'll step out of the circle at times. When you're not playing your role of being the quote-unquote hands on the circle for whatever reason, there's a rupture in the relationship with your child. Choosing to get your hands back on the circle means repairing that rupture. Acknowledge to your child that there's been a rupture and how it must have felt for them, for their needs to go unmet. Collaborate with your child to think of ways you might handle things differently in the future. Repairing your relationship with your child makes it stronger. Sweeping the rupture under the rug compromises the relationship. When you don't help your child make sense of what happened and make it clear you're committed to finding ways of being emotionally available for them when they're feeling distressed, your child comes to their own conclusion. My true needs and feelings are unacceptable. So challenge yourself. Here's your challenge for the next 30 to 90 days. Start noticing the body sensations, thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that automatically arise in you in response to your child's expressions of different feelings and needs. Which of your child's needs trigger your shark music? Which needs feel easy to meet? Which needs are you only now realizing are even there? Let me know what you discover. Your child's first relationship is with you, and they learn about you, themselves, and the world within that relationship. Even when you aren't in your child's presence, when they've grown up and moved out, their internalized sense of being with you impacts their experiences in life. Ghosts of your past and your parents' past and their parents' past can unconsciously intrude on your ability to care for your child in the present. The cycle-breaking antidote is parental consciousness. You can choose to show your own children that experiencing and expressing the full range of emotions is normal and acceptable. When you consistently meet your child's fundamental needs, you're creating a healthy environment for your child's cognitive, physical, social, and emotional development. You're paving the way for an adulthood where your child can rely on themselves and others and navigate the world successfully because they experience their internal landscape, others, and the world as safe. And you taught them how. I hope that's helpful. You can learn more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com and on Instagram at bkparents. That's bkparents. If you have more questions about your child's attachment needs or any other parenting questions or stories, leave me a message at 646-926-3243. And be sure to let me know if it's okay to use your voice on the show, or send an email to parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulies. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. That's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening.